Shalom Aleichem, thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erevin Nun Zayin, Erevin 57a, pagination page 113, at the Mishnah, which is midway down the page in the middle of the line. Nosnim karpef le'ir divei Rabbi Meir. You're allowed to give a yard to every city. There's a certain amount of area outside the city that was considered normal outskirts of the city, 70 amma. And Reb Meir says that that concept can be applied by any city. Those 70 amma in the outskirts of the city are still considered part of the city structure, and you don't start counting the 2,000 amma until you're done with those initial 70 amma. The Chachamim omrim, but the Chachamim say, Lo omru karpef elebein shtei ayoros. We only say karpef, this outskirts of the city principle, we only say it between two cities. Im yesh lezush shivim amma v'shirayim, lezush shivim amma v'shirayim. If each one can be given outskirts of its city, you give 70 from this side and 70 from this side to two different cities that are close to each other, and then they would overlap, then osim karpef shteim liyos echad. You could give each of them this concept of outskirts, and they would overlap, and they would become one big city. But the Chachamim say you can't do that by a single city, and the Chachamim hold that you would count 2,000 amma from the border of the city without giving it any of these outskirts. Now, the Chachamim's case, where there were two cities, and we gave each city outskirts of 70 amma in order that they could possibly overlap, and if they do, they become one city. So that's a concept that we had two, three blad ago, where we were talking about uninhabited areas of a city, and some of the mafarshim on that daf elaborate and discuss what would happen if there was a void in the midst of the city. It's a case mentioned in the Gemara towards the bottom of Amud Aleph over there, referring to Nunhei 55a. And the rule over there is that the city is being split in two because of this void, desolate area down the middle. So if the right side of the city can be given 70 amma outskirts, and the left side can be given 70 amma outskirts, and they would overlap, so then this that people are thinking of as one city can in fact be considered one city, even though halachically it would have been assessed as two cities, but because the 70 amma outskirts overlap, that's a case that we encountered this principle of the Chachamim. But again, going back to Reb Meir says any city can be given a karpef, and you don't count the 2,000 until you're done with those initial 70 amma. This machlokas between Reb Meir and the Chachamim carries itself straight through halacha. The Rambam, for example, on Perek Chaf Ches, chapter 28, paskins like the Chachamim, and the Magid Mishnah explains, because it's the Rabbim, it's the majority rule. However, he points out that there are other poskim who paskin like Rav Meir, because halacha kedivrei hamekel be'eruvin, we're often lenient when it comes to eruvin, and that's what's happening over here according to Rav Meir. You first give 70 amma, then you give the 2,000, that's the lenient position, and these poskim would accept Reb Meir's lenient position. This machlokas continues into Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Shin Tzadi Ches, Sif Hei, the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam. that you don't automatically give 70 amma to a city. It's only if a house is within 70 amma of the original city, then that house serves to extend the city to that house. And that's the concept of 70 amma, to extend the city based on this house. But we do not automatically give every city a 70 amma outskirts. Whereas the Rama over there writes, V'yesh omrim, and some say, She'ein maschilin limdod miyad min habayis, you don't even start counting from the house. Marchikim misham shivim amma b'shirayim, even to the house that was in 70 amma of the city, you give an additional 70 amma, and certainly by a regular city the Rama would hold, you give 70 amma. There's always outskirts. After you've decided where the city boundaries are, you give an additional 70 amma of outskirts, and that's where you start counting. The Gemara, by the way, in the beginning of the Gemara on our daf, sources this concept of outskirts in a pasuk, Mikir ha'ir v'chutza. Omra Torah, the Torah is telling you, ten chutza, give it the outskirts, v'achakach medod, and then after the outskirts, that's where you should start counting. So in any case, this is the machlokas mechaber and ramah. The mechaber holding that you don't automatically give 70 amma outskirts. It's only when you have two cities and you're trying to get them to overlap that you could do that, the opinion of the chachamim. And the ramah is saying, not only by a regular city can you give 70 amma, but even by a house that was within 70, you square off the city, and then you give an additional 70 in addition to that house. The Bir Halacha from the Chafetz Chaim, from the Mishneh Berurah, notes that the Rama is significantly lenient over here. He's extending your size of Tchum compared to the Mechaber by not only 170 amma discussion, when there's a city, but he's willing to give you that 70 amma even when it's merely a house that was within 70. And the Bir Halacha backs off a little bit from this leniency in terms of what he recommends people do. He writes, Aval kashiyesh ibur lo'ir, when you're discussing extending the city, machmas bayis shenimtza sham, because of a house that's there, shuv ein nosdim karpev, you don't give an additional outskirts. Umashlimim rak ad shivim amma v'shirayim michumas ho'ir, you only give it 70 amma from the main city. In other words, if you have a house that's within 70 amma of the city, so that house is within 70 amma of the city. It's within the outskirts of the city. Not that it should be able to add to it an additional 70 amma. It's within the outskirts and it's included in the city. Very good. But you don't extend the city further by an additional 70 amma. However, the Bir Halacha does accept the lenient position of the Rama based on Reb Meir of our Mishnah, that every city can get the basic 70 amma, and you do not have to be strict like the Chachamim, the Rambam, and the Mechaber, who say that you don't get 70 to a city unless you're trying to join two cities together. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.